have the break. Brothers and sisters, given the current situation in the world situation and where we are in our present situation, brothers feel that we need to get into the matter of prayer. And so we're encouraging all the saints to get this book, Lessons on Prayer. And we'll be in this ministry reading together corporately for some time. I believe we have some copies in the book room. We feel at this present time we should have some special fellowship about prayer. And especially in the matter in this book, I just want to follow the speaking from the ministry. You know, I feel in these days, I feel I'm very short in prayer. And I was very much encouraged by this book. So I'm going to be covering a little bit of a summary of the first two chapters of this book to encourage us as a kind of appetizer to whet your appetite to get into this ministry. Amen. Because when I got into it, I had some revelation. What is that? I had some veils taken away. Amen. And I got some concepts changed. Amen. And I got encouraged. Amen. You know what? When we have revelation, not only do we have light and sight, we also get encouragement. Amen. It's not just conviction. So when this book starts out that there is a very close relationship between the Word and prayer. We need to be those who are in the Word. Amen. But not only in the Word, but also in prayer. Amen. In John 15:7, it says, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall come to pass to you." This makes it very clear. How do we pray? Well, it's best if we pray with the words that abide in us. Amen. His words that abide in us. Now, how do we get His word? Well, we need to be in the Word. Amen. Right? So, you know, there's always a parallel in the Bible you can see between the Word and the Spirit. In Ephesians 6, Paul tells us to take the sword of the Spirit, which Spirit is the Word of God. Amen. How? By means of all prayer. Amen. And petition. So prayer and the Word. In Acts, the apostles, what did they do? The first thing they do is says they said, we will continue steadfastly in the Word, in prayer, and the ministry of the Word. Prayer was first, and then the ministry of the Word. In that context. Actually, many times we don't know what should come first, prayer or the Word. But as long as we draw near to God, and the Word helps us to draw near to God, we can have His Word abide in us. And then we pray those words back to Him. So this whole book actually starts out how we should be in the Word in order to have prayer. And so what is the meaning of prayer? I was very much encouraged and enlightened by the meaning of prayer. This is the first lesson in this book. What is the meaning of prayer? The second chapter is on the principles of prayer. But the meaning of prayer is not just to ask God for something. It's not just to make supplications. It's not to make just petition. But I'll read you the three Roman numerals that are the meaning of prayer. The first one, prayer is the mutual contact between God, man and God. Amen. The second one, prayer is man breathing God, obtaining God, and being obtained by God. Amen. The third is prayer is man cooperating and co-working with God, allowing God to express Himself and His desire through man and thus accomplish His purpose. So these 3 points are actually very enlightening and very deep. The first thing that impresses me about these 3 points is that it is not a one-way street. You know, in my concept of prayer, I'm speaking, I'm asking, I'm petitioning, it's me going to God.
Amen.
So, you know, I mean, that's definitely part of prayer. But what is very much emphasized is that this is a mutual, this is a co-working, this is a mingling matter.
Amen.
Prayer is not just man going to God. Prayer is also God coming to man.
Amen.
And this matter of mutual contact. Not only do we contact God, but God contacts us.
Amen.
What does that mean? In our spirit, we have a mutual meeting place.
Amen.
Our human spirit is where we can meet God, and God can meet us.
Amen.
We were designed for this.
Amen.
And something about how God works is very mysterious in that God, He is so powerful. He is omnipotent.
Right.
He can do many things He can do everything just by speaking a word.
Amen.
But He has limited Himself to man.
Amen.
God has chosen to limit Himself to man to accomplish His purpose.
Right.
In Ezekiel 36:37, let me just read this verse to you. Ezekiel 36:37. Thus says the Lord Jehovah, moreover for this, I will be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them.
Amen.
So, God wants to do something for the house of Israel, but He asks to be inquired of first. This is God's principle. He needs a man to inquire of what God wants. And then He will do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock. Without man's inquiring, God will not do it. So we need to have the mutual contact between God and man. And in this point, the second point, prayer is man breathing God, obtaining God, and being obtained by God. I think we know what it means for us to obtain God. You know, we can enjoy God, we exercise our spirit over the word, we pray, read, and we feel supplied, right? Full of life. That's, we obtain God. But what does it mean for God to obtain you? We should ask, Lord, what does this mean? Well, it means, I mean, this is just part of it. We need to ask. We need to go to the Lord. Lord, what does it mean to be attained by You? Well, one of the meanings is that we surrender to Him.
Amen.
That He gains us.
Amen.
We're no longer our own.
Amen.
So on the one hand, we gain God. On the other hand, He gains us.
Amen.
So, you know, in this point, this is a very precious point, even in light of today's situation. God will sometimes arrange something in our environment, right? And it presses us to pray because we feel we have a need. We just came out of the training, right, of 1st and 2nd Samuel. And we saw this with Hannah. God pressed Hannah with her human situation. But it wasn't until her desire matched God's need.
Amen.
Well, she wanted a son. But first of all, she probably just wanted a son for herself. But then when she realized, actually, not only do I need a son, God needs this one.
Amen.
When her need matched God's need, then she had the prayer that brought in what God wanted in that age.
Amen.
So God will sometimes arrange in our personal experience and also in the world situation. I believe in today's world situation, we don't know exactly what is the will of God. But something is happening with this present situation. We came out of we're still coming out of a pandemic. And then this situation in Europe. We all realize something needs to happen. I think many people realize something needs to happen. Well, some people think, well, we need to raise awareness. We need to go to some place and fight. We need to do all kinds of things. Well, we know as a church that we should pray.
Amen.
But unless our prayer matches what God wants, then it won't accomplish anything.
Amen.
So, actually, this is part of God obtaining us and us obtaining God. The primary focus is not that our prayer is answered. The primary focus is that we obtain God.
Amen.
And God obtains us.
Yeah.
This is the central goal in God's economy.
Amen.
Right? It's His dispensing into us. In light of this, we can see how marvelous this matter of prayer is. How deep it is.
Yeah.
It's not just that something would happen and that what we want would happen. And even God would accomplish something. It is that God would gain what He desires in us.
Amen.
We know some certain facts. We know the greatest prophecy in the Bible. That Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, is building His church. He said, I will build my church.
Amen.
We know that the body of Christ needs to be built. We know the bride of Christ needs to mature.
Amen.
We know that the Lord wants to come back and end this age.
Right.
If our prayers are on this line, and we draw near to God, in light of this present situation, in light of our own personal situations, then we can enter into this co-working, this co-laboring, and we can be those who be a part, a dispensational instrument to end this age.
Amen.
Right? Washman, he once said, right, why do we work so much and pray so little when we can accomplish so much more by our prayer, right? Many times, you know, it is because we just don't know how to pray. Another precious point in this matter of the meaning of prayer is actually, it's a good thing. Actually, that we don't know how to pray. Did you know this? Sometimes we think, oh, I know how to pray for this situation. If we think this, then we're actually not in line with what the Lord wants. Romans 8, I was really appreciating Romans 8 in a new light. Let me read you this verse in Romans 8, 26. Moreover, in like manner, the Spirit also joins to help us in our weakness.
Amen.
For we do not know for what we should pray as is fitting.
Yes.
But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
Amen.
This is actually an example of proper prayer. We don't know. We don't know for what we should pray as is fitting. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings.
Amen.
And another example of this is that in James 5:17, it says that Elijah prayed earnestly. And if you look at that footnote, it's a precious footnote. This actually means he prayed within a prayer. Prayed a prayer that was within a prayer. This was God's prayer, Christ's prayer in Him,
Amen.
Praying to the Christ in the heavens.
Amen.
Actually, this is the proper prayer. We need to find the words. His words abide in us. We need to have the Spirit interceding for us. So many times we come, Lord, we just don't know how to pray. So we spend time absorbing. Two-way. We can attain God. He attains us.
Yeah,
we contact God. He contacts us. then we can enter into this co-working and this coordinating to bring in what he wants on the earth. So I've already gone over time, but I won't cover all the principles of prayer. There are 10 points of the principles of prayer in message 2. And I won't read them right now since we don't have time. But it just emphasizes this matter that prayer is not just man coming to God. We need to have this two-way traffic.
Amen.
Man coming to God, God coming to man. Man contacting God, God contacting man. Man absorbing God, God absorbing, obtaining man.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, may we enter into this kind of prayer to fulfill the prayer ministry of the church.
Amen.